This episode is sponsored in part by OmniSend. Shopify store owners, are you tired of juggling multiple tools to manage your marketing? Well, meet OmniSend, the only platform you'll ever need to skyrocket your e-com sales. With OmniSend, setting up e-com automations is so simple, you'll have them up and running before you finish your morning coffee. Plus, you can segment your customers based on their shopping habits and even dive into SMS or push notifications, all from one seamless dashboard. OmniSend isn't just another marketing tool. It's the secret weapon behind over 100,000 successful e-com brands. Whether it's crafting eye-catching emails or sending out timely texts, OmniSend helps you connect with your customers like never before. Give your brand the boost it deserves. Don't wait. Your best campaigns are just a click away. Your.omnisend.com/unofficial Shopify podcast. OmniSend. Hello, my friends. Today on the Unofficial Shopify Podcast, we are going to hear the story of how one man, desperate for a remedy, a solution to moody skin, to a skin condition, developed a solution that ended up in turn helping thousands of other people through his business, Dermazen, this brand Dermazen that they started. And Dermazen ended up doing 5 million annual recurring revenue within 3 years, and it's bootstrapped. And this one, I have seen the revenue numbers myself, so I know that they frequently include a couple of commas, right? And when I saw that, I said, Austin, I need to hear your story. You got to share this with us. So joining us today on the Unofficial Shopify Podcast is Austin Beals, co-founder of Dermazen. I'm your host, Kurt Elster, and Mr. Austin, Mr. Beals, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kurt. It's great to be on.
I'm thrilled to have you here. But let's start with your background. You had a struggle with a skin condition. What was it?
It's called seborrheic dermatitis. And it's a mouthful. A lot of people, even people on our team, can't necessarily pronounce it. But it's essentially an advanced form of dandruff, which can also come onto the face, the ears, and throughout the body.
Agitate the pain for us. It sounds awful. Just make me share with us the horror of dealing with this.
Absolutely. So it's at its most severe, it can show up with redness on the skin, especially around the nose, the eyebrows, the beard, if you have a beard, definitely the scalp. And it can even cause scaling or crusting. And so that's where it's like almost like dandruff piling up on your scalp, and it can create these kind of scales that are hard to get rid of. And the challenging part is it's so confusing. I think that's what's so frustrating about this condition is there's so little information out there, especially helpful information. And dermatologists will tell you it's something you've got to live with for the rest of your life. There's no cure. You're going to have to use these antifungals and steroids, which might or might help. And so it's very disempowering. It's very confusing and frustrating. And so there's a lot of people in this community with seborrheic dermatitis who are doing what I used to do, scouring the internet for information and tips from people struggling because there's just not a lot of information. And so people are really hopeless out there, but we're here to help bring hope.
And so you struggled with seborrheic dermatitis. Now you lead a brand that helps people with seborrheic dermatitis. What does Dermazen sell now?
Yeah, so we sell skincare products, holistic skincare products specifically made for people with seborrheic dermatitis, dandruff, fungal acne, and other conditions that are caused by Malassezia fungus. That's kind of at the root of all of these conditions. A lot of people think dandruff is a dry scalp, but it's actually caused by a yeast or a fungus that feeds on the oil coming from your skin. And so we make products specifically for people with these conditions because most products contain oils that are going to feed the fungus and make your condition worse over time.
And so a yeast infection on your skin, a lot more common than people realize, I imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, your skin's microbiome is similar to your internal microbiome. I mean, it's a diverse community of bacteria and yeast, and some of it is beneficial and some of it is parasitic or it's harmful. And so everybody has Malassezia yeast on their skin, but some people, their sebum, and we could get into the, you know, the nerdy details of the science, but some people's sebum produces more fatty acids that the fungus can feed on. And so this fungus thrives on their skin. But other people, they can lather oils on their skin all day, but the Malassezia yeast just doesn't stick around.
Lucky them.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously, clearly, like, the direction this is headed is you were struggling. You had this pain or problem in your life, and you went to seek a solution. But I want to know, before even then, were there early experiences in your life, maybe, you know, a parent who ran their own business, something that influenced you to have an entrepreneurial spirit? Like, were you aware that this was a path for you prior to starting Dermazen?
Absolutely. Yeah, you said it exactly. My parents, they owned a hardwood flooring business. My dad, he learned the trade of doing hardwoods when he was a teenager. And so for most of my life, they owned their own business. And it's hard work. He was working long, you know, 10 to 15 hour days a lot of the time. But I did see my parents have that freedom to take trips when they wanted to. And my mom was able to stay home with us. And so, you know, I saw that it could be done. And also, I saw that it could be done without college degrees. Either one of my parents graduated college, but here they were working for themselves, having some of that time freedom. And so I always knew that it was a possibility without following a traditional academic path.
I like that. I do, because I think a lot of people, the issue with starting your own business, with being an entrepreneur for the first time, is like you're looking for someone to give you permission to say it's okay. Mm. Whereas you, having grown up with parents who ran a business, who owned a business, that immediately that goes away. Because to you, starting a business just is like, well, that's a natural thing. That's just an option for people.
Yeah.
And so exactly. I think my takeaway here is there's no one who's going to give you permission to do it. You could just decide to do it one day is what it takes. And obviously, definitely, it's, you know, it's harder than that. But
yeah, and if you're listening to this and you're looking for that permission slip, Kurt and I are giving that to you right now.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was looking for. So what inspired the idea for Dermazen? Is there like a specific moment where that made you decide to pursue it?
Yeah, so it started out with me inventing our first product or an early version of it, and I was very desperate for a solution, so I dove deep into the research and found a few hidden truths about the fungus that not a lot of people understood. And again, happy to dive deep into the science if we want to go down that route. But essentially, I created this serum that cleared up my skin, and I needed to know if it worked for other people, because there's a lot of remedies out there that might work for a few people, but not for most of them. And so I started giving away samples to people on the internet, mostly in like from Reddit. There's a subreddit for people with this condition. So I created a Google form and asked for people to give me their address and their contact info if they wanted a free sample. And so I started sending those out. And the feedback was all the same. Everybody said, this works better for me than anything else, better than what my dermatologist gave me. When can I get some more? And so gradually there was this realization that, oh, this is something that could really help a lot of people. And this needs to come into existence and help change the world in some small way.
And so when you made it for yourself, was the initial thought, hey, I got to find a better solution here, and I bet I could do it with some research? Or just researching it, you realized, hey, maybe there's a different solution here. It wasn't until you created it and it worked for yourself that you thought, I could share this. I could
Yeah,
sell this.
Exactly. Yeah, it started out with, it came after 10 years of trial and error, of trying different remedies. Yeah, so I struggled with, you know, for 10 years, trying everything. I'd see a remedy on the internet, I'd try it out, it didn't work. I would try a product online, didn't work. I mean, there was so much I was doing, diets and, you know, soaking my head in apple cider vinegar and sea salt. And, you know, there's a study that shows that raw honey is remarkably effective topically for this condition. But you have to leave it on for at least 2 hours every other day for 3 weeks. And ain't nobody got time for that. So
it's going to make quite the mess.
What's that?
I said it'll make quite the mess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I put it on and I wrapped my head in cloth and I slept with it overnight and I woke up with ants in my bed.
Oh.
It took me weeks to get rid of them. So needless to say, I had been experimenting for years. And so eventually I created this concoction for my own skin, just praying that it would help. And it helped very quickly. And then from that point, I started offering to other people. I put the ingredients out there for free, but nobody was really doing it. And so I was like, okay, fine, I'll make it for them and send them samples. And that's when I knew this had to exist as a product.
You were involved in a subreddit?
Yeah, there's a subreddit for this condition called just Sebderm is the nickname for this condition for people who don't want to say or spell seborrheic dermatitis.
And being involved there, you shared your findings and even were like, yep, this is exactly what you need as the solution, and people weren't doing it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think some of that is because, you know, the formula I created involved about 10 to 11 ingredients. And so people didn't want to purchase all of those and make it themselves. And so it's like, hey, I will do it for you. I just want to know if this is something that can help other people in our community.
All right, so I have no experience with chemistry, product creation, formulations. Did you have any kind of background that would help you with this, or were you learning as you went?
Yeah, learning as I went. I definitely was a longtime biohacker, and even from the early days of Dave Asprey back in maybe 2012, and so I've been making concoctions and things for a while just for my own health, but was pretty new to the whole cosmetic formulation, and so learned very quickly how to combine products and what are safe usage percentages for different ingredients. So a lot of on the job learning.
And then if it were me, I'm very risk averse, and so a product business that is treating a condition, I see it's dermatologist approved. So tell me about, like, if I were a layperson, I would be cautious. I would be unusually cautious and careful about how I went about, you know, marketing, positioning, and testing this product. That's the thing, really. Like, the fact that you managed to find a treatment here is phenomenal. But then I'm just impressed that you ran with it. You went forward with it. Tell me about that development process.
Absolutely. Yeah. So one thing I do want to be very clear on is our products definitely don't treat or cure, because that would definitely cross the line into a prescription product, a medical product. And so we exist solely in the cosmetic space. And so legally, we only can help with the symptoms. We help soothe and calm the symptoms.
So you can treat the symptoms.
Exactly.
Or can't say treat.
Can't say treat. Exactly. Can't
say treat. So what do we do to the symptoms?
We soothe them. We calm them. Yeah, exactly. We do things that aren't medical, things that are more cosmetic. But though I can speak from experience, I mean, it feels like a treatment for me. But a lot of our customers definitely experience complete relief or very significant relief as well. But yeah, so to go back to your question on that whole process of kind of crossing that line and stepping into the territory of helping people without having that medical background, that's where we do focus on just the piece of their skin rather than curing or treating a specific condition.
And I can, you know, reading the ingredients in this, with a couple exceptions, I know what all of this is, right? It's like purified water, sea salt, yep. colloidal silver, xylitol. All right, I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, xylitol, that's a unique one where it's usually used as a sweetener in low sugar foods. So a lot of people on the keto diet are familiar with xylitol, but it turns out to be extremely effective at disrupting the biofilm that protects the Melassezia fungus, which most treatments or products don't do.
We've got vitamin B3, hyaluronic acid, aloe vera, grapefruit seed extract, tea tree essential oil, which I love, rosemary essential oil.
Yeah, so going back to your question of just the being risk averse, I think some of that was mitigated by the fact that these were holistic, safe, non-toxic ingredients. And I was making sure to use them in very gentle, you know, commonly recommended usage percentages. So it wasn't doing anything outside the box. And these were all ingredients that someone could buy at a health food store or on Amazon and combine together themselves.
This episode is sponsored in part by Cleverific. Imagine freeing up hours of support time every week because your customers can manage their own order adjustments. That's what Cleverific makes possible. Cleverific gives customers the flexibility to add items, change shipping details, or even cancel their orders, all through a straightforward customer portal. And what it gives you is the peace of mind knowing your order process is smoother, your team is more efficient, and your customers are happier. Peter Manning New York, a prominent retailer, cut their order support queries by a staggering 99% after integrating Cleverific. And they're not alone. Remember, Cleverific not only reduces the number of support tickets, but also speeds up order processing and minimizes errors. Your customers handle their own simple changes, freeing up your team to focus on what really matters, growing your business. Sign up today at cleverific.com/unofficial and enjoy 50% off their pro plan when you use code unofficial50. It's just $49 a month for full access to every feature. Take action now with Cleverific to slash your customer support tickets, speed up order processing, and reduce returns. That's cleverific.com/unofficial. But then here, like the product, we say it's dermatologist approved. How does that conversation go when you're like, hey, I'm some guy, I had this condition, and with off the shelf products, I think I've got a solution that helps ease the symptoms. How do we get a dermatologist to go along with this?
Yeah. So essentially just reaching out to a few dermatologists in our network and saying, you know, in the network of my co-founders and me, and saying, hey, we've got this product. We specifically, two out of four co-founders have seborrheic dermatitis. So one of my co-founders, the first one I reached out to, he actually ended up having seborrheic dermatitis as well. And I didn't know that. And so we reached out to them and said, hey, we've got seborrheic dermatitis. This is something that is extremely effective for us and it's helping other people. Would you be willing to give it a try? Look at the formulation. We'll send you samples and give that to some of your patients who are willing to try it out and see the results, see what they come back with. And so we did that with a few different doctors. And they all said the same thing. You know, they gave it to their patients. A lot of them still prescribe their usual antifungals, like ketoconazole is a popular one. But they also would give them the sample of Dermazen alongside. And so they would put on the Dermazen first and let that work overnight. And then they could combine it with the prescription topical that the dermatologist was giving. And all of those patients came back with better results than the patients who weren't using the samples. And so at that point, that's when they say like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, based on the ingredients, these are safe. I recommend these types of ingredients. I've seen the difference it makes in my own patients. And so I'd love to recommend this product.
So really it was reaching out and finding someone willing to take a chance on it. But willing to be, I mean, you're willing to put yourself out there. You're like, hey, you know, this is what we've done and we just like you to try it and tell us if it works.
Yeah, exactly. And just wanting that honest feedback. And of course, sitting back and crossing our fingers that it works just as well for the patients as it's been working for us and early testers And fortunately, they all came back with positive responses.
So then, all right, we have a solid product that we're confident in. We know it works from personal experience, but now we've got third parties telling us, yes, this works like you think it does. Excellent. We got to launch this brand and this product, and that requires money. And you didn't take outside investment. You bootstrapped this. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we sought out a small SBA loan of $20,000, which at this point, you know, we've paid back, but that was essentially it. We used that 20K loan to fund the initial inventory of, you know, manufacturing the product ourselves and putting together the website. And a lot of it was sweat equity, because I reached out to, essentially, I assembled a team, reached out to some friends of mine that I had worked with at a e-commerce company called Organifi. And that's where we met, and a great company. And so I knew that these were people that I liked, people with complementary skill sets. I like to call us the super friends, because we've all got different superpowers that we combine to help, you know, save the world in our small way. But yeah, essentially just with a lot of sweat equity, using our skills, we launched the business on Shopify in July of 2021.
The turbulent time. I mean, strong times to start a business, 2021, but then, you know, also had its own complexities. What does that launch look like? Right? Like creating the website, putting it out there, getting, you know, the product. These are all difficult things. Now you have to tell people about it, right? You got to get people to care.
Yeah. So one of the first things we did is lay the groundwork for building that longer term relationship with the customer by educating them. So we created this really in-depth seborrheic relief guide, which people still write to us and say, this is our lead magnet, essentially, but it's a very in-depth lead magnet that we're very proud of. People write to us and will say, hey, listen, your products have helped me, but your free guide was a light at the end of the tunnel for me, because it finally gave me hope to understand this condition. So we definitely invest a lot into education. And we also partnered with a website called Cesia, which they recommend products that are safe for people with malassezia prone skin. And so people with fungal acne or dandruff or seborrheic dermatitis, this was a website that was already fairly popular in the community. And so we reached out to them and asked them to put us on their website with a featured spot for a few hundred dollars a month. So it was a partnership. And so we were able to get some organic traffic from them. And then Google Shopping was another big lever we pulled in the beginning. Okay.
So we've got like an industry group you're able to partner with, and you nailed it with Google Shopping, it sounds like. Was there a pivotal moment early on where you thought, all right, this is going to work?
I would say it definitely was this gradual realization that, you know, as the reviews started to come in and the before and after photos, it was very clear that this is something that could help a lot of people, and that people would, especially when we started to see those repeat purchases. It's like, okay, not only will people try it out for the first time, but they're coming back for that repeat revenue. That definitely was an eye-opening experience. I mean, I could tell you about a lot of testimonials that have come in that definitely felt like big milestones for us, big successes for us as far as impact is concerned. But I would say there's just been like a few stages where we kind of stepped up to that next place of revenue as a business.
I think so far this journey, you know, although you had to struggle with seborrheic dermatitis for 10 years, which it's quite unpleasant. All right, ignoring that, this has all been roses. This is far too easy. Too many successes. Do we have any stories of failures or setbacks?
I've been asked this question before, and well, I don't know if I wish I had a more dramatic answer, but we've had small bumps along the way. I would say like a launch not going very well, or you know, maybe running out of an ingredient and needing to go out of stock for a bit, or seasons of plateauing sales and trying to figure out how do we go to that next level. And but so far, we haven't had any major or exciting setbacks, but you know, I could talk about the plateaus and how we overcame some of those.
Sure. So, I mean, a plateau, not necessarily a bad thing, but I think what comes next as well is it going to decline, you know? And also, hey, we're going to sell this business, or even just mentally, suddenly makes it less valuable if you can't show that consistent year over year growth. Both quite the trap to get into. You know, it can't go forever. But well, tell me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So there definitely were phases where we hit, we were kind of stalling. And I think one early on was realizing we simply weren't sending enough email. And some of that was just not systematizing it, not prioritizing it, not having enough writers on staff. I was doing all the copywriting myself. And so I was the bottleneck early on. And so bringing on more, you know, another copywriter to help us send emails more frequently, that definitely helped us break through some of that plateau. But definitely the biggest one was starting to optimize our meta. And meta is really what has taken us to the next level of, you know, where we are today, scaling quickly and profitably.
Are we talking about Facebook, Instagram ads here?
Facebook and Instagram ads. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And there was a specific change that that happened with basically one of my partners. He joined Charlie is, there's a Charlie, I don't know his last name, but he runs Disruptor School. And he's got a Facebook MBA program. And so my partner, he joined that mastermind group and started learning that system. And we started to diversify our creatives and we started to scale a lot faster on Meta. But we had one specific post, which we turned into an ad, that allowed us to 2x our sales in a month. After that, we've been diversifying our creative a lot more.
Your most successful ad was a Facebook post that you promoted?
Yeah, exactly. So this was a cool story. So this was we were starting to get into TikTok, and I saw several viral TikToks of people just pointing to text on a screen. And I thought to myself, well, I could do that. And so I just filmed myself basically pointing to some imaginary text on the screen. And then I slapped the text on there and posted it on TikTok. And it was, I believe it might still be our most successful TikTok to date. And which is not much. We're still figuring out the organic social game. And so, but still, I think it had maybe about 6,000 views on that one. And we thought, you know what, let's just boost it. Let's turn that into an ad. And something about it, just I believe the message on there really resonated with people. The text on screen, it said, dandruff is actually a condition called seborrheic dermatitis. And if you look it up on the Mayo Clinic, it'll tell you that dandruff is it's a mild form of seborrheic dermatitis. And so we linked dandruff to a lesser known condition. And then we let people know that both conditions are caused by a Melassezia fungus that feeds on oils. And so coconut oil and castor or jojoba oil, these actually can feed the fungus and make it worse. So it's, you know, we're doing a lot in there and it was a lot of text, but we were kind of breaking some typical perceptions around scalp care. A lot of people will throw coconut oil on their scalp and think that that'll help. But if you have true fungal dandruff, then
it's just going to eat that coconut oil right up.
Exactly. It's like pouring fuel on the fire, we like to say. And so there was something about this educational native feeling post that worked really well as an ad. And so we were able to scale that. And we quickly iterated on it. We asked our friends and family to basically do the same thing, record themselves pointing to invisible text. And so we made various versions of that and split tested them. And some of them did better than others. And the ones that did well we let those continue to run. And so those are still running.
So this wasn't even a video ad? This was a photo, a static photo?
It was actually, no, so it was video, but okay. It was just not saying anything, just awkwardly, you know, staring into the camera and smiling and pointing to text. And then, you know, we put the text on screen during the editing. And yeah, very, very simple concept, but it's worked very well for us.
It's always funny to like the stuff that you're like, yeah, my standout success is absolutely not the one you would guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you just gotta, you gotta test, you gotta try a lot of different things. Throw a lot of spaghetti and see which noodles stick.
And so of the marketing channels that have been effective for you, it sounds like Google Shopping, Meta, Facebook, Instagram ads, email marketing. And what's your email cadence? How often we send in emails?
Yeah, so right now it's about 1 to 2 times per week.
Okay.
One of those will be more of what we call the mindful minute. And so we focus on a different form of personal care, of self-care. It could be talking about color therapy or spending time in nature, something to help people improve their lives. And that one is purely educational. And we'll usually break that up into, you know, what this concept is, why it's beneficial, and how to get started. And so we'll send one like that. And then we'll send another one that is usually more product focused, where we're talking about the benefits of certain products or ingredients we love, and then sometimes a promotion in there as well.
How do you reuse emails? Like at some point you go, look, I'm out of ideas.
Yeah, good question. We've rarely reused emails. I mean, maybe occasionally, like we'll send a broadcast. We use a tool called Vocal Video to collect video testimonials from customers. And so we'll send a broadcast invitation to customers to essentially record their story and let us know how Dermazen has made a difference in their life. And so, yeah, every now and then we'll essentially resend that same email. But other than that, we've got a very creative team. I'm very grateful for that. And so we do a lot of brainstorming together. We usually about every other week, we'll have an email brainstorming meeting where we'll brainstorm for the next few weeks. And, so combining human creativity with ChatGPT, and I would say maybe swipe filing some of the best emails that we get to our inbox. You know, we'll see a good email and then we'll share it with each other and say, let's iterate on this. Let's do our own version. We're able to keep the creative flow going.
The unofficial Shopify podcast is sponsored in part by Zipify, and they've got the ugly truth about direct-to-consumer sales to share with you. And spoiler, it's really ugly. 82% of the people who buy from your store once will never buy from you again, and there's nothing you could do to win them back. That's why you need to get as much revenue as you can from each order. And that's where One Click Upsell comes in. One Click Upsell is a Shopify app that offers your customer upsells and cross-sells with every purchase, and it can increase your average order value by 15%. With one-click upsell, you can add AI-powered upsell funnels to every product on your store in just 3 clicks, including your product pages, shopping cart, checkout, thank you page, and even on the shop app, so you earn extra revenue automatically. One-click upsell is already the number one choice for 15,000 Shopify stores, and guess what? It's made merchants like you an extra $750 million. So don't miss out on another dollar in free upsell revenue. Try one-click upsell today and start making 10 to 15% more from every customer today. Go to zipify.com/Kurt to start your 30-day free trial. That's zipify.com/KURT.
It's harder than it sounds, especially, you know, you don't necessarily have like industry news, you know, other things that you can leverage and work off of. Yeah, there's only so many hours in the day, so many marketing dollars in your budget. How do you decide how to allocate those resources?
Yeah, it's mostly we lean more into what's working, and we turn off what's not. So we have tested with TikTok. We haven't so far been able to crack the code on making that profitable for us. And we aim to keep our marketing efficiency at about 50% of our revenue. And so for us, it's just making sure that we aren't spending over 50% of our revenue on advertising. And so usually what we'll do is, if it does get a little bit above that, is we will kind of scale back the budgets a little bit. And usually Meta, the algorithm on Facebook and Instagram, will get a little bit more efficient. They'll learn to do more with less. And then during that time, we will start iterating on more creatives so that we can get a new winning creative ad set into the mix.
And do you look at, what's your North Star? Are we looking at ROAS, MERS? How do we treat that?
Yeah, so it's largely, we look at how all of our ads play together in the ad set. And so it is overall, we do look at that marketing efficiency. So we look at kind of how everything plays together. So we combine the revenue from Facebook and Amazon, and we look at our total marketing spend. And so we're mostly looking for how everything is playing together across channels. Because when we have a breakout Facebook ad, even though it doesn't show the Amazon revenue, we always see a pretty decent lift on Amazon as well. So people are seeing the ad and they're going and looking us up on Amazon. And so mostly we pay attention to that total marketing efficiency. But as far as the individual ad sets, that's where we do look at CPM to make sure that Facebook wants to show that ad to a lot of people, and then CPA as well.
Okay. Smart. I'd not heard anyone phrase CPM that way. Like CPM as a measure of how badly Facebook wants to show this to people. Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly. Clever. You've had the site up for about 3 years now. Has it always been on Shopify?
Yeah. With Shopify.
Any favorite Shopify apps?
Yeah, we do try to keep it pretty lean to keep the site moving quickly.
Well, it does work. I mean, the site is fast. Skincare industry is pretty competitive, right? Do you think about it? Do you worry about it? Just put your blinders on? How do we think about competition in skincare?
Yeah, so because we are so niche and our products are truly unique in the formulation and the market that we serve, we do pretty much keep those blinders on and focus on our community and how we can help them. And so that's mostly a doubling down on serving our community, because a lot of them can't use a lot of the products that are out there from other brands, again, because of those oils. And so we focus on helping our community and figuring out what are the other products they want and how can we make those without the unsafe oils?
Smart. Yeah, because the oils just exacerbate this issue, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oils, waxes, and butters.
So it's like, all right, you need a shampoo that doesn't necessarily have oils that a standard shampoo may have. Is that the
exactly?
The
yep. So we've actually heard from several customers who they were using our serum and they were getting some results, but not a ton. And then we asked them, what other products are they using? And it turns out they're using a shampoo with a bunch of oils in it, or they're using a soap bar full of oils on their face and they're still flaring up. And so then we'll say, hey, take a break from those other products. You can use ours. Here are some alternatives that you can use that have some safe oils. You could just use maybe apple cider vinegar as a wash. And when they take a break from those other products, they're like, wow, okay, finally, my skin is clear. And so that's where we are doing our best to create more of those safe products, like an SPF, a sunscreen. That's something that a lot of people ask for us, because currently there isn't a safe one on the market. Same with a lock gel. For people with textured hair, that's something that we're looking at as well, because we've definitely become very popular in the textured hair community over the last few months, and that's been a really cool experience to get involved there as well.
That is cool. I hadn't thought of that. You essentially, this one product, which you know solves this problem for folks, then just lends itself to a potentially large line of complementary products for one, you know, segment of the population that's like, look, if I If I don't use the right products, my skin gets flaky and nobody wants it.
Totally. Yeah. And so that's kind of our focus, is to always stay true, always stay loyal to our main niche, which is people with seborrheic dermatitis. And then outside of that would be people with just normal dandruff, which is actually a lot of people. And then beyond that, it's people with just kind of moody skin in general. And then if you wanted to go even wider, it's just people who like good, clean, holistic products that are safe for anyone.
So, switching gears to a personal matter, I suspect you practice mindfulness.
I do. Yeah.
How do you manage work-life balance when you're running a very successful business?
I believe it comes down to prioritizing your self-care. It's not about having time, it's about making time. And that can be very challenging when there's a lot of demands coming at you. And I think ultimately it comes down to knowing that I can show up better as a business owner, as a partner, both in my business and in my marriage, show up better as a husband when I first fill that cup, when I first tend to the garden of my soul or my mind. And practically speaking, what that looks like is, for me, fitting in those 15-minute meditation breaks, usually that can make a big difference for me. And so I aim for 1 to 2 15-minute meditation breaks, ideally with some red light therapy at the start or the end of my day. And then usually on my good days, I would say probably 3 days a week, I'm able to get in about a 15-minute workout after we put our daughter down for a nap. And even that, you know, I'm very passionate about the work that I do. It's hard for me to break away and do those 15 minutes when I really want to work and keep helping people and keep supporting my team. But I just know that 15 minutes of work probably won't make that much of a difference in the long run. But the 15 minutes I spend nourishing my body with a workout and taking care of my mind with the endorphins and everything that comes from that, I know that it's going to pay dividends over time.
The metaphor for self-care I've always loved, my favorite, is put your oxygen mask on first before helping others.
And absolutely.
That's essentially what you described. It's like, yeah, you could put in a few extra minutes, you know, replying to that email, but you'll probably get more in the long run if you spend that time investing it in your own sanity and, you know, definitely, whatever form that takes.
Yeah, for sure. And I like thinking about the quadrant of urgent versus important. And so there are some things that they're not urgent, but they are important. And so those are things like maybe reading something, you know, educating, exercising, meditating, all these things. They're important, but they're also, there isn't this urgency behind them, so it's easy to push them off. And I like to call those the big rocks. And I don't know if you've ever seen like the rock metaphor with the people filling the jar. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, if you put the small rocks first and then the medium pebbles and then the big rocks, it doesn't fit. But if you put the big rocks in first and then the medium ones and then little pebbles, maybe some sand, it all somehow fits in the jar. And that's how I treat these things that are important but not urgent, is ideally prioritizing them earlier in the day before all the demands creep in and the momentum starts to build.
Oh, that is good
advice.
Then
play. I would say play is important. Prioritizing that. I'm actually going to improv later tonight in Austin, Texas. My wife and I, we both love improv, so we take a class on different nights. We take turns with our daughter, and so definitely think it's important to find the things that you love and make time for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you said you're going to improv. I assumed you were going to go see an improv show. No, you're taking an improv class. Much scarier.
Yeah, and more fun.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. All right. Final question. What advice would you give to other aspiring entrepreneurs?
Pick a team that you want to go far with. Pick the right partners. ideally those with complementary skills as you, where you can make up for each other's weaknesses and combine your strengths, and people that you enjoy spending time with, people whose character you respect, because it's a lot easier to go far and go big if you have partners beside you that can become your friends if you want to. And all of my partners, so we consider each other close friends at this point. And I think that's made a big difference for us.
What's the most rewarding part about running Dermazen?
Oh my gosh. Thank you for asking this. It has absolutely been the transformations that we've seen from people. I mean, I could go through a long list, but you know, one that stands out is someone, a customer named Brett. He found me on Instagram, my personal account, and he DM'd me and he said, "I have to thank you personally because Dermazen changed my life. It, after clearing up my skin, I felt more confident in life. I was showing up to work more. I was starting to excel. I got promotions. We were able to buy our first home. And you know, my life has changed since using Dermazen." And we've heard that from so many customers. There was a woman, Amber, who she had very severe seborrheic dermatitis on her face. And she's actually one of the before and after photos on our website. And she talked about not feeling even confident enough to look her husband in the eye on her worst days, where her skin was so inflamed, she felt shame about that. And within, I think it was 3 days, her skin was completely cleared. And after several weeks of using it, her skin is glowing. And you can see in the one of the other after photos she sent us, it's, you can just see this bright smile on her face. And a woman used our baby product. We've got a baby product called Cradle Calm, because cradle cap is a condition that affects 70% of infants. And it's the exact same condition as seborrheic dermatitis in adults. And so we made a baby product, which is a lot more gentle. And there was a baby who had, it technically doesn't even look like a cradle cap. It's these bumps that were all over his skin. And it's in the reviews on our Cradle Calm product. And you could see just covered in these red bumps, completely irritated. I mean, his entire scalp and face. And they saw three dermatologists over 8 months, tried dozens of products, nothing worked. But then they finally tried Cradle Calm. And again, within days, his skin was calmer than it had been. And now it's completely clear. And she said that even it was affecting his development, because he wasn't able to do tummy time because he was so uncomfortable.
Ooh.
And so just to see that, you know, his happy glowing face on the other side is so inspiring. So we love testimonials. You know, some people start their day with caffeine. I start my day with testimonials and reviews and a little bit of caffeine.
Yeah, we touched on self-care and mental health, but sometimes like reading the unsolicited positive things from strangers about how you help them, that's enough. That really can fix a bad mood.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I ever need a boost of motivation, which fortunately is rare, but when I do need that, I just go read through reviews and it reminds me of why we're doing this.
So the Dermazen, the site is dermazen.co.co. But
we do also own the .com, which redirects. So
oh, okay. Dermazen.com. There we go. Austin, where can we go to learn more about you?
Yeah. I mean, I would say Dermazen's much more exciting than me at this point. If someone wants to, I am on Instagram. It's at Austin the Beals. It's mostly just pictures of my family, but maybe someday I'll post some more interesting e-commerce content. But other than that, Dermazen Co. is our Instagram and TikTok.
All right. I'll link to all that stuff in the show notes. Austin Beals, Dermazen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kurt. Have a great day.
Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, And it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.